Welcome back, everyone, to the Dark Forest. It's going to be a dark and spooky evening tonight. Actually, starting this afternoon in the Dark Forest, a thunderstorm is coming through. So, I'll make sure to put the fire pit out and climb up to my treehouse for safety. Enjoy tonight's tale. My day started just like all those before it that month. Dark. Lonely. I got up about 7:30 a.m. like usual. Nothing was happening. Nothing ever was. November was always one of my favorite months. A getaway to winter. I usually only went into the woods in the wintertime. Ticks scare me. You never know what they could be carrying. I live in a densely forested part of the United States. I won't say where, but there's tons of forest, streams, rivers, etc. It was a very boring and lonely few weeks leading up to my decision. There was nothing going on, and nowhere I had to be, so I decided I was going to go hunting. I collect guns and military gear, such as rifles, guns, handguns, backpacks, jackets, tactical accessories, etc. I've never been in the military, but I like the stuff. I wear combat trousers tied around my combat boots nearly every day. I chose all the basic stuff to take with me. Backpack, sleeping bag, tent, just all the necessary stuff to be out there. For my guns, I brought my Remington 1100 TAC-2 semi-automatic shotgun and my Ruger Super Red Hawk 44 Magnum revolver. I also brought a bottle of whiskey and a small box of cigars. When I first picked up my gear, I realized how heavy it really was, but I decided to carry it into the forest anyways. I left my house and began walking down the edge of my portion of the property towards the wooded area beyond. Everything was perfect at the start. Perfect temperature to note, a nice cool 40 degrees Fahrenheit. I always liked it cold. I picked a great day to start out. The sun was out, not a cloud in the sky, and it wasn't supposed to rain for the next week. Before I left, I had made myself my favorite sandwich for lunch. Honey ham, thick sharp cheddar cheese, and kettle chips, which I like on my sandwich. It gives it a nice crunch. About 3 miles into my hike, I sat down on a downed tree and pulled out my sandwich. I made it so I wouldn't have to prepare myself for one of the MREs I bought. At least, not until later that night. The forest was beautiful that day. Birds chirping, and I didn't see too many deer, of course, from the leaves crunching underneath my boots. I had a long hike ahead of me, around 28 miles of forest, trying to reach a certain part of the forest land. I reached a creek and decided I would jump in. So I tried, and failed. My boot hit the water and my sock was soaked instantly. That put my day back pretty far. Since the water was freezing and I had to stop and dry my boot out, which meant starting a fire, I couldn't continue with the freezing boot, so that was basically the end of my day. Before I set up my camp, I had to dry the dang boot out. So I collected some tinder, some round rocks, and lit a fire. I warmed some rocks up and stuck them in my boot. That way it would dry out faster. I attempted to set up my tent with just one boot on, but it just wasn't happening. So I decided that I would just use my hammock for the night. So I set up that instead. The night air was cold and dry. The sound of the forest around me, I fell asleep to the light of the fire. I awoke at some point in the night to a crash in the forest. I sat up sharply, frightened, but I figured it was most likely a fallen tree. I fell back asleep soon after. The next day started well, but very cold. By this point, I was running low on water, so at some point I would have to boil some water today. I started down the trail, which wasn't really a trail, just a way that I knew in the forest. It was about 11 a.m. when I decided if I was going to continue, I was going to need that water. Luckily, I was walking beside a nicely flowing creek. So I started a fire and gathered some water in a pot that I had brought. My bag was large and heavy, because it had things I needed to be out in the forest for that long. The pot came to a nice rolling boil, so I removed it from the fire. I bottled my water and I was ready to continue. Before I was going to continue, though, I thought that I would have a cigar. This set my day back an hour and a half, so it was now midday around 12:30 p.m. I heard something loud far off in the forest. An odd coincidence, I thought to myself, but I still had to press forward. It had been a while since I had eaten, so I found a nice place by the creek with a nice amount of sunlight and began preparing myself an MRE. I always like those things, regardless of the things that you see on the internet about them being nasty or tasteless. If you get the right one, they could be great. Chili and macaroni, one of the best. I began heating up the food in a heater bag provided in the MRE. Hot food was a great motivator to carry on, really picking up the mood. High in calories, you really only need to eat one a day. I poured some of my drink mix into my bottle and picked up my gear. I started once again walking along the creek, just as I had before. After about 30 minutes of walking, I smelled something. A familiar smell. The smell of death. I was the curious type, so I naturally wanted to investigate. I followed the smell for a few minutes until I found its source. A deer carcass. What I was looking at was something I had never seen before. The carcass was missing its front legs and looked as if it had been turned inside out. Almost unexplainable, it was just a mess. The intestines had been strewn everywhere. Blood and fecal matter spread across the leaves and pine straw. What could have done this? I vocalized to no one in disbelief. The longer I looked, the higher the risk of losing my chili and macaroni was. I had to step away and compose myself. At first, I thought maybe a bear, but there was no way this was a bear. The damn thing was annihilated. I did some closer investigating and a thought popped into my mind. So I got closer, reached down, and stuck two fingers in between some folds of flesh. The frickin' thing was still warm. It was time to go. I picked up my bag and began quickly down the edge of the creek. What the hell had I just witnessed? I wanted to get as far away from that thing as possible. Still shaken up about the previous event, I tried to forget about it, but it just kept me wondering. I was still about 20 miles from my destination, so I had to keep pressing on, for I only had about 3 hours left of sunlight. I reached a small clearing, which I decided I was going to set up a small camp for the night. I had about an hour of sunlight left, and the creek was a short walk away. I walked towards the creek with my pot to collect some water. Gotta stay hydrated. When I made it back to camp, I set the water down and started my fire, which I had already collected the tinder for prior to going to get the water. Daylight was fading quickly, so I set up my tent while the water was boiling. When I sat down to my small fire to take a breather and collect myself, I thought I heard something in the woods which sounded like footsteps. Just an animal, I thought, but my mind wandered back to that deer I found earlier in the day. Could it be a bear? I thought at first, but it was pretty far off, and sounded like it was moving in a different direction, so I wasn't worried about it. I crawled into my one-man tent, with the front flap open so I could see my fire about 7 feet away. I cracked open the bottle of whiskey I had brought. It was cold, just from the night air. I took a couple of nips off the bottle and settled in for the night. I laid back, and a few seconds later, a loud pop echoed through the forest, like a live tree branch breaking. It scared me a lot, so I grabbed my shotgun from the side of my bag, already loaded, thankfully. I didn't want to make too much noise. 12-gauge buckshot. My fire was just coals now. The dull glow illuminated the ground in front of me. I didn't hear anything else, but I sat there at attention. I wasn't going to get much sleep anyways. Ever feel like you're being watched? Yeah, you know that feeling. It's horrifying. Sometime in the night, I dozed off. When I woke up, the sun was up, which was comforting. I checked around my campsite to see if anything was different. Luckily, it wasn't. I tore down my tent and packed up my stuff. I had to get going. I was already going to have a late start. I started down the trail once again, just happy I was free from the troubles of everyday life. A couple of hours into walking, I realized I wasn't familiar with this part of the forest, and I was curious to know where I was, so I climbed a nearby rocky hill. On my way up, I saw something odd. A rock overhang that didn't look right, so I went to go check it out. After making my way around so I could see the front of the rocks, I saw it wasn't just an overhang, it was a cave. I've always been an explorer, naturally, but sometimes I did some stupid shit. Like going into unknown caves alone. If you fall down a crevice, you're dead no matter what. My curious nature wouldn't let me leave without seeing the inside of the cave first. I set my bag down and pulled out my mag light and walked towards the mouth of the cave. I shined my light inside the cave. A tunnel was illuminated, and I was just too curious. I walked into the cave and began down the rocky tunnel. The tunnel began a left-hand turn, which I couldn't see around. When I was able to, I saw it opened up into a room. The room wasn't huge, but it wasn't small either. The first thing I noticed was the smell. Musk and rot. The second thing I noticed were the bones. They were everywhere. I thought it must have been a mountain lion's den, but I wasn't worried. Not with my .44 Magnum. I shined my light around the chamber. I didn't see anything living, so I walked in further. My light fell in an opening at the end of the chamber. Another tunnel. I walked around the first chamber, seeing what I could find. That's strange, I thought, as I'd found pieces of clothing lying around. A bright orange jacket shredded and stained with black splatter. Maybe a discarded jacket that a hunter had skinned a deer with, and a mountain lion dragged it back to its den because it smelt like deer blood. I wasn't exactly ready to try to venture further into that cave, but I pressed on a little ways. I'm just too curious. Bones crunching underneath my feet, I walked to the second tunnel. It went off into the dark and split into two paths. The ceiling in here was quite high, so the darkness just ate my light. I decided to turn back. It was starting to get dark, and I needed to find a spot to set up camp. I stood at the entrance to the cave for a minute to compose myself. I had a quick smoke and began to look for a spot to pitch my tent. I found a nice flat spot and started cooking my MRE while I set up my tent. I began eating my meal just inside my tent with the flap open, and yet again, I heard something, like human feet. 1-2, 1-2, 1-2. What was strange was the distance of the sounds. The distance between each footfall, at least 10 feet between each crunch in the leaves. They were very close. I hadn't lit a fire, so I couldn't see anything, and I didn't dare turn on my flashlight, as I didn't want to alert whatever or whoever was out there. I was miles into the woods, so seeing another person at this time of evening was very strange. I waited a while with my shotgun and I didn't hear anything else. So I went to sleep. Foolish. I didn't hear anything else, meaning I didn't hear it move away from me. I woke up to breathing outside my tent. I was mortified. The breathing was high up, like it was in a tree or something, but it was loud. I picked up my shotgun, which was laying beside me, and sat up slowly. The breathing continued as I sat there motionless. It had not occurred to me before then, but I had left my tent flap open, not that it would help me much being closed. I clicked the crossbar safety on my shotgun off. It clicked a little louder than desired, and the breathing seemed to get closer to the surface of the tent, and I could almost hear sniffing. I was paralyzed with fear, gripping my shotgun in a death grip. Then it hit me. I was breathing very lightly through my mouth until now, and I took a deep breath through my nose. The smell of rotting flesh filled my nostrils as I winced from the smell. At that moment, I realized I was going to die if I didn't do something. I carefully slipped my .44 Magnum out of my bag, tucked it into my waistband, and picked up my flashlight. I listened for the breathing, and I aimed my shotgun at the roof of the tent where I heard the breathing come from. Then I took a deep breath, preparing myself, and fired. A thunderous roar emanated out through the still air, and I would have pissed myself if I wasn't already in motion. I bolted from the tent, clicking my light on, and ran through the forest. The creature roared again as I heard thunderous footsteps behind me, quickly closing the distance. Trees snapped and fell as the creature gave chase. I quickly changed my direction and bolted right, jumping the creek with the adrenaline coursing through my veins. It had momentarily lost track of me, so I took this chance to turn around to defend myself. I shined my light around in the area I heard it, and spotted what was chasing me. In the very short moments that I got a look at it, what I saw horrifies me beyond belief. The thing was at least 15 feet tall, bipedal, with pale gray skin. Its head was similar to a dog's head, but much larger and longer. Spiraling horns shot out from the top of its head, each at least 3 feet long, long sharp claws on its hands and feet. Pale jet black eyes strained on me. It charged me, beginning to close the distance rapidly. I raised my shotgun and unloaded the tube into the beast's chest. 5 shots! Thank God I had brought an extended tube for my shotgun. The beast roared in pain, but seemed to only be stunned by the shots. I turned and began to run yet again, trying to put as much distance between myself and the beast before it came to its senses, and began to give chase. I ran faster than I had ever ran before. I slowed down momentarily, fumbling in my pocket for more shotgun shells, and luckily, I found some. 4 1-ounce slugs. I loaded them into my gun, trying not to drop any as I jogged through the forest, holding the light between my teeth. A thought came to me. I remembered my light had a strobe function. Maybe it would disorient it, I thought as I ran. My heart dropped as I heard a roar and heavy footsteps pounding the forest floor towards me. I switched my flashlight to strobe and turned to face the beast. Through the flashes of light, I saw the creature making around 10-foot bounds towards me on all fours. I focused the light into its eyes, as I assumed it was mostly nocturnal, in the moments I had enough time to think. The beast slowed down drastically as it tried to cover its eyes, fumbling to its right and ramming into a tree. It roared in anger, stood up on its hind legs and splintered the medium-sized maple tree with its claws. I raised my shotgun, blasted all four slugs into the creature's torso. It roared in pain, but again seemed relatively unfazed. I reached for more shells, but found none. I left them in my bag, which I had ditched when I ran from the tent. I still had my .44 Magnum and a pocket full of rounds. I drew my .44 from its holster on my hip, pulled the hammer back, and nailed the creature once in its head. The results from this shot ended up making the beast angrier. It threw its arms to its sides and roared a primal roar of rage and charged. I bolted right around a large pine tree as the beast was nearly on top of me. It smashed the tree with its claws, sending chips of wood flying at me. I dodged in between trees as I ran from it yet again. I turned yet again, hitting it in the eyes with my strobe light, stunning it momentarily. I had no idea how far I had to run, but I pressed on. The sun was beginning to rise, overcast clouds in the sky. Vision was gradually improving, working to my advantage. Still being trailed by the creature as I ran out of the tree line and directly into a road. I had never been so happy to see pavement in my whole life. The sight of something man-made filled me with determination, as I had no intent of being shredded today. There was no way I could avoid it in the opening, so I darted back into the tree line and began to run along the tree line down the road. I turned once again and unloaded the rest of my cylinder into the creature. It jerked in pain and frustration as I began to increase the distance between us. Then I saw it. Headlights in the distance. Maybe a mile out. I was running towards it as it was driving in my direction, so the distance was closing quite quickly. When it was about 200 feet away, I ran from the tree line in front of the truck, a 1970 Chevy. It pulled closer and began to slow down as I ran towards it, yelling. The driver must have seen the creature running after me and screamed for me to jump in the bed, which I did. The truck tires screeched as it peeled away. We began picking up speed as the creature gave chase. It began to bound and leap on all fours as I opened my cylinder on the revolver and began to unload each round. Just as I had closed the cylinder, the creature had gotten close enough to reach the truck, slashing at the back of the vehicle, smashing the tailgate off. I unloaded the gun into the creature's face as it fell backwards. Unable to pick up enough speed to catch up to the truck again, it roared and bounded back into the forest from which it came. I sat back in the bed of the truck and began to laugh, as the distance between that thing and I increased, just glad I was able to escape with my life. If you're ever alone deep in the woods, and you feel like you're being watched, you probably are.